techasna right before Yom Tov. Erev Oreg, you're allowed to get married. Drashi Kleimar, mutu lechatchila. V'yafagav deshivas yomin shel l'suda yiv regel. Even though you're still going to have sheva brachas during regel. So according for the first reasons, it should be also that yomar b'simcha v'simcha, smachta b'chagecha, loibishtecha, v'vnei tircha, there'll still be a terech there. You have these reasons. Samaras and Sam Bittel also, people who want to get married then, because still they say sheva brachas. You don't have to make two sudas, yom tov and sheva brachas, you have for one. So the Gemara answers, kasha l'kulu, because kasha and all of them, all the reasons should apply that it should be us to get married like 7 days before Yom Tov. The Gemara says l'kasha, l'man d'yomem mishum simcha, ikka simcha chod yoyma. The ikka simcha is only by the chasna itself. After the chasna is not time with simcha. So if you make the chasna on Erev Yom Tov, when it becomes Yom Tov, there won't be a chsarin that you won't be happy with Yom Tov. By then you'll be happy with Yom Tov. Because the simchas ishta you did already, the main thing is the first day by the chasna. Rashi din esuyin chad yoyma, v'sha yoyme loichoshiv marav simcha v'simcha. The rest of the days is not considered marav simcha v'simcha. L'man diyom mishum tircha ikka tircha chad yoyma. Have too much bother on cholamoyed also. The ikka bother is the chasna. Shayla brachas are not so much as big tircha. L'man diyom mishum bita pir v'yavya l'chad yoyma l'amesho yinish nafshay. The people won't wait themselves. Rashi l'chad yom l'mashayin shei klema. Kivon sheinu yochol lahas chilele b'erev regel. If you only start the erev yom tif, ein mamtin another regel. The duma misrami milso loymasi mascha b'erev regel. Loymascha chol a regel. Like if they could do it during the whole day's chalamoyed, so something could come out, they can't do it the first day. They'll do it the second day. But now that they know they have a deadline, only erev yom tif they could do it, and on a chalamoyed, it won't take a diet to wait till then, because maybe something will happen, they'll have to push it off anyway. So therefore, people will get married before the regel. So Mela, that's the reason why it's mutter. If you do it erev haregel, v'yikas simcha before Yom Tov, then it's mutter. So tomorrow, the ein marav simcha simcha minolim. How do we know this? You say you can't mix two simchas together. The pasuk says in Malachim, v'yah shloimoy v'esahi es achag he made sukkis v'chol yisrael imoy kal godol milovoy chamasad nachom. It's trying of the Hashem akenu shivas yom v'shivas yomim arbos yom. It was like 2 7 days, 14 together. Now, it was Adach Nukas HaMizbeach then, and it was Chag HaSukkis. He did not mix the two together, but it was 14 days of Simcha. 7 was the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and 7 was for Sukkis. Now, the Yemisa, the Marv of Simcha, Simcha, he brought a lament Adach Chag. Why did he make the Chanukas HaMizbeach? The Chanukas HaBayis. Or 7 days before Sukkis, he should have waited till Sukkis. During the 7 days of Sukkot, he should have made the Simcha of Regal and the Simcha of Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas of the Ba'ayis, Beis HaMikdash. So you have a Raya, Imar, and Simcha of Simcha. For the Gemara, V'dilma, Minto, Lo, Natrinon, V'echad Yisrael, Mi'avdinon, like maybe the Chathchili is not supposed to wait, push it off. Not supposed to wait, true. The Chathchili should make the Simcha before. But maybe if it comes out to be on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. Iman, Medboyle, Lishirei, Purta. He should have left, no, that, in other words, what's the question? By building the Beis HaMikdash, like when he finished it, he had to make the Simcha. Terah says, no, he could have pushed it off. He could have waited a little bit with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. All right, we'll stop here. We'll think of this tomorrow. You were holding off Tess Amar Aleph. You're in the middle of the Shiloh about Ein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha. Another reason why you can't get married on Yom Tov is because Ein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha. So Morris says, how do you know this? And he said in the fifth line, Udein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha Minolon. How do we know this, you say? The Siv, the Pasuk says, Vayas Shloimah V'Esahi Esachog V'chol Yisrael Imoy K'chol Godo Milavoy Chamos Ad Nacha Mitzrayim. Tefnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivas Yomim, V'Shivas Yomim Arbos Yom. Says they made a Yom Tov there, 14 days. Together was 14 days. Now, V'Yemisa, 14 days means it was 7 days before Sukkot, and then the 7 days of Sukkot. Now, V'Yemisa, the Marv, Simcha, Simchon, Iboyle Lamin Terad HaChog.
they should have waited until Sukkis. Make like the same time during Yom Tov of Sukkis, they should have made the 7 days for Chanukah of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. How come they made the Chanukah 7 days before Sukkis, and then another 7 days of Simcha, of Yom Tov? Elamai, because the Klal is Ein Marvim Simcha v'Simcha. Rashi says, V'yavid Zayin, Yoynei Simcha l'hocha l'hocha l'chanukah sabayis l'regel. If you're allowed to put two together, they should have made the both Simchas together. On the 7 days of Sukkot, they should have made the Simcha for the Chanukah Sabayis. Since they made separately, it's a Raya, Eimar, and Simcha, and Simcha. Can't have them together. For tomorrow, no, but Duma, Minta, La Natrinin. You're not allowed to wait. Like here, they finished building the Beis HaMikdash before Sukkot. So as soon as they finish, you have to make the Simcha. So if you have the Simcha to be made before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wait for Davka to make it on Yom Tov. Al Vehecha, this Rami Yavinam. But maybe where it comes out, punct on Yom Tov, maybe it's Mutta, like a Chasna, let's say punct the date to make it come, to make it, the first day you can make it, is on Yom Tov, maybe you would be allowed to. As Rashi says, V'dilma minta lo natrinon, nesuyin ad regal, ki echad lo notash goymoy, avli misrami lo ovid, but chili, you're not supposed to push it off and wait to get married to Yom Tov. But let's say you do, yeah, the first time, the first chance you have is on Yichol Amoyid, maybe it should be Mutta. So in this pasuk, we don't see that you can't have the two together. So Gemara says, yes, if that would be the cloud, that if it comes out, you could have them together, he should have left over in the binyan of Beis HaMikdash that it should first be finished on Sukkot. So then you'd be able to make both together. That's what he should have done. Rashi says, Ihochi, Te'echa di'yikru lei, Ovid, where it comes out, two together, you could do them, Ibrana li'shure, the binyan, they should have waited, left over something in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. As a regal, and first finish it during the regal, Ki'echa di'lisrami lei, Chanukah sabayis pregal, that the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash should come out on regal. Since they didn't wait, it's a rye, you can't have the two together. So Gemara says, no, Shiyure binyan Beis HaMikdash le'mishurinin. We don't leave it over. As soon as they get finished, they finish it. That's not a question why they didn't leave it over. You don't leave over building the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, yes, Ibonelish Yurei B'yama Kal Yorif. On the top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, there was like one Amma that was made from metal, like spikes sticking up, that the Orvim, the bird, should not rest on top of the Beis HaMikdash. So that last binyan on top, finishing off the roof, Mashma, that was still called part of the Beis HaMikdash, but on that, there wouldn't be an issue of leaving it over. So Gemara, that's the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara answers, no, Kal Yorev, Tzarech Binyan Abayisu, the same thing. Even this last Amma, that they want to finish off the top of the roof, that they put spikes, metal spikes sticking up, that the bird should not rest on top of the Beis HaMikdash, that's also called part of the Beis HaMikdash, and the same thing, you don't leave it over if you don't have to, so that's why they didn't leave it over. They had to finish it as soon as possible. As soon as they finished, 7 days before the Beis HaMikdash, before the regal, they started to make the Chanukah of the Bayis then. So Gemara says, so then the kasher is now, how do we know that if two comes out together, still you can't do the two together? Ela midamiyai sikro, since the pasuk is left over. Ela midamiyai, it turns like this, ela midamiyai sikro, there's an extra pasuk here. Michtik, siv, the pasuk says, arbo osa yom. It says 14 days. Shivas yomim, the shivas yom lomali. Why does the pasuk have to say that Shlomo made a simcha 7 days and 7 days, and together it was 14? Ishamat mino hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. From this extra pasuk is saying it was 14 days. But it says first it was 7 and 7. We see that it had to be one simcha of the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash by itself. And then the second simcha of regal Yom Tov had to be by itself. Omer Parnach, Omer Yechanan. Oysa shana le'osa yisolas Yom HaKippurim. That year, Klai Yisrael didn't keep Yom Kippur. There was the 8th that year on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, "Liyoso Yisrael Yom Kippurim, lefishe Shiva Yomim shelefnei Sukkis Kol Yoim also Simcha." All the 7 days before Sukkis, which was one of them, was Yom Kippur, they were making Simcha lecover the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mishta, they were drinking then. The pasuk says, "Vayas Shloima Beisahi Esachag Shivas Yomim veShivas Yomim Arbos Yoim." They made first 7 days Simcha, and then another 7 days of Sukkis, together 14. So the 7 days before Sukkot, they were having Simcha, even during Yom Kippur. for the day again. They were worried about it. The Yomim, and they said, Shema Neschaibus name Shay Yisroel Kliya. Like maybe we did an Avera, and another lesson of, like, Sinai means the enemies, because they're really talking about themselves. Maybe they themselves, the Jew, the Jews were Mechayiv Misa, because they ate on Yom Kippur. Is Yotus or Baskel or Baskel came out and said, V'yomro lehem, Kulchem Muzumon Mechayil Mabo. No, you didn't do an Avera, you did right, and you all be Zeich Lel Mabo. So Mora says, my Dorish, like, how do they Dorish, how do they have a right to do it in the first place? Like they said, during the Chanukah of the Mizbeah, of the Beis HaMikdash, they were eating those 7 days, even though Yom Kippur was one of them. Dora said, Ashen like this, Omru Kal V'choyma, Oma Mishkan, just like by the Chanukahs, by the Mishkan, the Nisiyim brought the Karbonos, the Korban Yochid, and they even brought it on Shabbos, Shein Kedushas Kedushas Olam. The Kedusha of the Mishkan is not Olam. The Korban Yochid, it was only a Korban Yochid that the Nisiyim brought. They brought their own private Korban. Doich HaShabbos, they brought it on Shabbos, the Yisaskila, and Shabbos is a more chomadik avera than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is Yisaskila involved. So Mikdash, here we want to make a Chanukah for the base of Mikdash. The Kedushas of Kedushas Olam. This Kedusha is in the Tel Olam. The Korban Tzibur. That they brought the Korbanus during the Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah Sabayis, was a Korban Tzibur. Shashi Demashoy Makrivim V'yemei Chanukah Sabayis, Korban Tzibur. They brought a Korban Tzibur. Now, the Yom Kippurim, the Einish Chorus. And Yom Kippur, to bring the Korban, was only an Einish Chorus. Is the Kol Shechein, isn't it for sure they have a right to do it? His mother, the Nisiyim, brought the Korban Yochid by the Chanukah of the Mishkan. On Shabbos, so Avada now on Yom Kippur, which is only a Chiv Chorus, and a Korban Tzibur, for sure they have a right to bring it. So for the Gemara, Ela Amai HaYadoigim, if so, so why were they worried then? If they had a Kav HaChayim, you're allowed to do it, they shouldn't have been worried in the first place. So Moran says, Hosam Sarah Gavoya. Hocha Tsarach Hedyot. Over there was Sarah Gavoya. Rashi the Mishkan, the Gavoya have a Kabonis. The Kabonis went to Hashem, the Korban Eulis over there. Hocha Bechanukah Sabayas Hedyot Mishter. Here they were making a Mishter, they were drinking. So maybe they did wrong by drinking and eating. So Moran says, and Moran asks, if so, it's like a true. Hocha Nami. Meved Leved Mechul Nechlu. Maybe in Echnama they should have just brought the Kabonis, but Taka they shouldn't have eaten, and the Gemara, Vela Nishtu they shouldn't drink, and the Gemara, no, Ein Simcha B'lo Yachil Ushtiyah, that can't be. But since this was the Chanukas of the Bayis, so they had to be a Simcha, a Mishter, so they had to eat then also. So therefore they ate on Yom Kippur, and at the time they felt bad, but later Vasco came out and said they did the right thing. Now the Gemara asks, Mishkan D'Dochi Shabbos Milolon. How do we know that also when the Nesiyim brought the Kabbalahs by the Chanukah HaMishkan, they're allowed to bring it on Shabbos? Even if you want to tell me Midrash Sif, what the Pasuk says, V'yayim HaRishon, U'v'yayim HaShvi, Mashm, every day they brought the Korban, Dilma Shvi LeKabbalahs, maybe just means it's the seventh day of bringing the Kabbalahs, but they skip Shabbos, and Sunday is called the seventh day of bringing the Kabbalahs. Amar Rav Nachman V'Yitzchak, on my quote, the Pasuk says, V'yayim Eshtei Osar Yayim. It was the 12th day. So it says the word yom twice here. The yom eshtei osar yom is ma yom kulura. So just like a day, 24 hours is straight. A straight 24 hours. Af ashtei osar, also the 12 days of the Chanukas of the Mishkan, kulan ritzufim. They brought the Kabbalahs one after another every day. So even on Shabbos also, the Nisiyim brought a Korban. For the Gemara of Adilma, yom maruyim ksiv. Maybe it's only the days that you're allowed to bring a Korban. Now it's true, it was 14 straight days of choyl that you're allowed to bring, not on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Kruachrina. There's another pasuk we have a deek from. And from both psukim, it's extra to teach us, even on Shabbos, the Nisiyim brought the Korban by the Mishkan. Another pasuk says, B'yayim shnei masa yayim. Again, two times yayim. B'yayim shnei masa yayim. So ma yayim kula rotsa, just like yayim, 24-hour period, is straight 24 hours. Af shnei masa yayim kula metzufim. Who was in the 12 days by the Chanukah, so the Mishkan was straight. So even on Shabbos, they brought the Korbanos. So that was the Kal V'Chayim, if you're not to bring it by the Chanukah, so the Mishkan, for sure, by the Chanukah, so the Beis HaMikdash. For the Gemara, V'Dilma also, Hochinami Yom Meruyim, maybe only means 12 straight weekdays. The days that you're allowed to bring Korbanos, but not Shabbos. For the Gemara, came if so, Trey Kru Lomeli. What do I have to have two psukim for? Since it says it's dim twice, U'Beyayim Eshti Osar, U'Beyayim Shnei Mosar, teach us even on Shabbos. For the Gemara now, Mikdash to Deicha Yom HaKippurim Minolan. How do we know that the Mikdash was able to, and how do we know they did it? How do they know they were allowed to do it on Yom Kippur?
Yeah. By the Beis Hamikdash, I don't know about the Chanukah, so the Beis Hamikdash, we're able to do it on Yom Kippur. Ilay Mimidich Siv, Arba Soyoim, it says by, we had the Pesuk posted before by Melochim, that by Shlomo was 14 days, Dilma Yom Meruyim, the same thing, maybe 14 days Simcha means excluding Yom Kippur. On that day they didn't bring a korban. And the Gemara, Goma Yom Yom Yom, learn out Yom Yom Yom. Just like by the Chanukah or the Mishkan, which says twice the Din Yom, teaches Mamash 12 days straight, even Shabbos, here also by the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, it was 7 days straight, even through Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Yotza Sabasko v'yomalhem, Kulchem uzumar mechayel mabo, u'minolam diyochalu, how do we know Takar Hashem was mechudem, on the avera that they did, the chur they ate on Yom Kippur, they had a mishta on Yom Kippur, how do we know that Hashem was mechul, like Hashem held was alright? Tietoni tachlipo, he learned like this, the Pasuk says, Ba'yoyim hashmini, Sholach Esom by Yevorach Esamelech, Val Yelchu Liolehem, Smechim Vetuve Leiv, Al Kol HaTov Asheros Hashem LaDavid, Avdoi Uli Yisrael Amoy. That's what the book says in Melochim. Then after the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, everybody went home and was happy to the Gval Tuk HaTov that Hashem did to David and what he did to Klai Yisrael. So more Dashas like this. Liolehem, what does it mean they went home to the tents? Shaholchu Omotza Nishayim Vatayra. When they went home after the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, the wives were torn, they weren't a neither. Sumeichim, why were they happy? She'enenu miziv ha'shchina. They had an off from the ziv ha'shchina by the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash. V'tu ve'leiv, everyone was very happy then. She'kol echod v'yechod nis'abru ishtu v'ben zocher. Everybody when he went home, his wife was tor, and they became pregnant, and everyone had a ben zocher. Al'kol ha'toigo, what is all the good that happened? That means Shiyota Sabasko Vyomulhem that Kulchem Uzumanum Machailum Abu. That was all the good that happened to them. Then the Pasuk says, L'dovid Abdul Yisrael Amoy. Sabishleim Yisrael Amoy Diyocholuhu of Yom Kippurim. What Hashem did good for Klai Yisrael was, he was Moichu them, the fact they ate that year on Yom Kippur. El L'dovid Abdul Mahi, where do we see that Hashem was Moichu Dovid HaMelech? His Aveira Ba'sheva. Omrav Yudam Arav. The mice was like this, that Bishor Shabike Shloimeh Lahachnis Oron HaMikdash, when Shloimeh Melech wanted to bring the Oron HaKodesh into the Beis HaMikdash, is Dovku Sherm Zelazer, the two gates, the doors, stuck together. Omar Shloimeh, Eskrim V'yaba Renonois, Shloimeh Melech said 24, like Rashi says, Renos Tzir B'Pashas Bein Rino Tchino Tfilu B'Kosher. He said 24 different types of tfilos to Hashem, Pulenena, and it didn't answer, and it didn't open up, Pulenena. The doors didn't open up. Posach v'yom, and then he started another posach and said, Su sharam ha'sheichem. V'loy nena, still the doors didn't open up. But kivin shomar Hashem alekim, al toshay p'nei meshichecho, zochro lechaz be dovid avdecho. Remember about your evet, dovid ha'melech, is miyad nena, right away then the doors opened up. Is v'yos yeshur at that time, na'apchu p'nei soynei dovid k'shur ha'kedeirim. Anybody that hated David, that thought David did an avera, they like got black, like the black of a pot. In other words, they were wrong. They saw clearly now that Hashem opened up the doors of the Beis Hamikdash only b'schus David HaMelech, as if to say Hashem was meichel David on his avera. The Yodu Hakul, everybody knew Shemochol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lo'isa Yovin. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu was meichel David HaMelech for his avera. So that's called Hashem did a toivah to David after. Right, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoi, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tonu Pashas Nedorim by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They were learning the Sechta Nedorim by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. As if the Minei Beyurta, they went away from him at night time, like they said goodbye to the Rabbi, we'll leave him going back home. They said goodbye at night. Let's start for the next morning, Hodor Vekoi Miftri Minei. They came back again to the Rabbi and said goodbye to the Rabbi again. Omalu, so the Rebbe said, Hashem Yechai said to them, V'lav after Yerusa Minei B'Yurta? Didn't we already said goodbye last night? Like, what are you coming again for? Relay, they said back to the Rebbe, L'maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, that Talmud she'nifta mirabbi. If a Talmud says goodbye to his Rebbe, like he plans to leave town, V'lon v'yos here, then he changes his mind, and he sleeps over that night still in the same city, Sarach lifted the men upon Acheres. He has to go back to his Rebbe in the morning again to say goodbye to him again. Shinem HaPosik says, Vayoyim HaShmini, Sholach Esom, Vayavorch Resamelech.
says in the eighth day first he sent them away and he gave them a bracha. Well, see, another pasuk says, "Uviyayim esrim v'sholosh lachodesh ashri sholach esam tistira." V'yayim ashri, this is mashma the seventh day. Ela mikan l'talmud aniftim rabbi. And even you want to leave on the seventh. V'lom, they slept overnight b'yosair. Tzorach liftim men upon acheres. The next morning when you say goodbye, when you're leaving, you have to say goodbye again to your Rebbe. It's not enough that you said goodbye last night. You have to say goodbye the last chance possible. Omalei lebrei. So Shimon ben Yochai told his son, "Benayodem alolu these two tamid chachamim anoshim shaltsurahim. They're like chashuva people. They're big tamid chachamim. Izil gabehen, go by them. Tlevaruchucha, let them give you a bracha." So Shimon ben Yochai's son, Ozal ashkechinu dekor ramu kroy adodi. His son went and found these two tamidim, the two tamid chachamim, Reb Yonasan ben Asmoi and Reb Yehuda ben Gerim. He found them asking the kasha, a steer in a posik. Ksiv, one posik says, "Palei smagar aglecha," like get your feet on the right way. "V'chol durachecha yichaynu," and prepare the right way, which way to go. Ksiv, another posik says, "Orechayim pentafalus," that orechayim drashi. Ksiv orechayim pentafalus. The mashmod kol mitzvah shetov liyotcha aseyoso. Mashmod any mitzvah you have to do. Tegedola ben katana v'yatzaniya katana of negedola. And the first pasuk is mashma no. The first pasuk Rashi says, "Tell us magor aglecha means klema shoko mitzvahs v'yayin ben eiz the mitzvah gedolo v'yaseh gedolo." First pasuk is mashma look into the roads you go means look into which mitzvah is bigger and do the bigger mitzvah. And the second pasuk is mashma no. Any mitzvah that comes to you, even a smaller mitzvah, you have to do. You can't have the choice to do the bigger one. So it's a stira. Are you supposed to look to do the bigger mitzvah or not? So really what the Gemara means to say, it's telling about if a person is learning Torah. That's the biggest mitzvah you could do. And other mitzvahs come up. Do you have to stop learning the Torah and do the other mitzvah or not? So the answer was like Kasha. Kan v'mitzvah shesh la'sosim be'acherim. The klal is, when you're doing the biggest mitzvah learning Torah, and another mitzvah comes up, if you could have the mitzvah done through somebody else, let somebody else do the mitzvah, and you stay and learn Torah. Kan v'mitzvah shesh la'sosim be'acherim. A mitzvah comes up.